fall.
What?
So if a low in the 50s still has not arrived by tonight, going into tomorrow Friday, which is not predicted in the forecast, low of about 62. This year, it will be the latest arrival of the fall 50-degree chill that we've ever recorded. Heather Lane.
A lot of pressure on this.
So, yeah, the last 30 days, too, it's been very dry. Fifth driest on record for most of, really all across the state. Texas's major metro area. So, farther west, been a little more than normal, but here in North Texas, it hasn't been. Burn bans are around in the area. There's been a couple of breakout fires. But a cold front expected to move in this weekend. Notable rain chances on Saturday, too. And a significant temperature drop on Sunday. High of 82 on Sunday.
Now, I don't know who's fall. In charge of the temperatures.
Late fall. Yeah.
But those 50s would be fantastic at cruise night tonight.
Okay.
JS.
Well,
to the kids
either that or we set a record. Mayor Larry, make it happen. Late fall.
That Universal Studios theme park, specifically for the teeny tinies, well, they give us a sneak peek at what to expect when they open their doors. Seven lands, including Shrek Swamp, Puss in Boots Del Mar, Minions versus Minions, Jurassic Park, and more. Executive VP, he says they envision the park through the unbridled creativity of kids where infinite imagination, curiosity, and free-spirited play were core to the design philosophies. That's set to open next year in Frisco.
That's a lot of big words right there.
For little teeny tiny children.
For a place that didn't heed their own warning and are creating a Jurassic Park. That's great.
I know, it's not going to end well.
These things, you know, this, I've seen the movie.
How fast did they travel? Because Frisco's kind of far.
All sorts of collegiate HOCO going on this week. We've talked about, of course, Tarleton.
Oh, yeah.
Number 3 ranked football. Big game Saturday. The erecting of the Pooh statue.
You just want to say that on the radio.
I did. Look it up. That and the fake Twinkie. But also, TCU Horned Frogs getting it going. And they will, on Saturday, announce their outstanding senior, which also airs on ABC. I believe last night.
Okay.
In other football news, Jerry Jones stood by defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus, partly just to say his name. And then he says, Matt Eberflus is who I want in the foxhole with me. To which Matt Eberflus says, please don't ever say anything like that ever again.
Shotty.
Yeah, that's right. And Brian Shotty. Schottenheimer said the Cowboys plan for the glare that they get in the sun at the stadium, which has been a problem since they built the thing, says they plan for it. And maybe our engineers could go over there and adjust their lighting.
Oh, that would be nice.
Wouldn't that be great?
Aw.
That's the only light at the end of the stadium that kept Cowboys team will ever see.
How about
new Cowboys? We're going to the Super Bowl.
Go get them.
Electric vehicles, all fun and games until they're not. The Blue Line free buses from Trinity Metro, they're now running on good old-fashioned gasoline these days. Apparently, there was a safety issue with the battery-powered vehicles, so they pulled them to keep everyone on the up and up. And now the Blue Line is silver and red.
Oh.
So it's easy to get confused.
So it's the
but
batteries.
That's just my life. Yeah.
The batteries could blow up?
The batteries could blow up.
So we should probably keep a bucket of water nearby downtown just all the time.
I mean,
right?
We kind of do that anyway.
I can't fault him too bad because I don't know what was happening in South Fort Worth this morning. But at least on McCartan, I saw other avenues of interest. I mean, for blocks and blocks, the streetlights. Down the median?
Yeah.
Weren't flickering. They were like strobe lighting in synchronicity.
Are they ready? Yes. For their close up?
Entire way down. I've never seen anything like it. It was like the start of Stranger Things when bad things then start to happen.
Nothing to worry about.
I got
we're
on
fine.
20 and I put it behind us, but then I saw that the city of Rowland on the east side of Dallas set a record, a new Guinness World Record, for the most solar streetlights and streetlights, period, installed in a 12-hour period.
Aw, look at you go.
Guinness World Records were on hand to verify the achievement. In 10 hours and 35 minutes, they finished the project, City of Rowlett, installing just under 70 lighting systems, 3-plus miles of roadway, in a day's work, 10 and a half hours.
Wow. Impressive.
The City of Rowlett wanted to show that they can get it done, that this is possible.
They did it.
When the other people that are holding the signs and standing around the one person just watching them work, mm-hmm. actually get out and work, because it takes both street lights.
Yeah.
And people. And don't stop believing, City of
Rowlett. No way.
Yeah. It's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.